KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
This is KE8PCQ. My name is Dave, and I will be the net control for tonight's Mid-Michigan Net. If you wish to participate and check in with pre-net check-ins, please come now with your call sign and your name.
This is Kilo, Charlie 8, you're at Delta Lima. Rob, basically, good evening, Dave, no traffic, and we're going to be in and out tonight. 73, Dave.
73 and best wishes.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
Could you come back with that call again, please?
Well, sure, absolutely. That is Kilo Echo 8 Alpha, June, November. And Greg from Beaverton, Michigan. I don't have any traffic. And it's KE8 ADS. I'll copy.
AZN, affirmative. Thank you.
N80RL.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid Michigan Net. If you wish to join, please come now with your call sign and your name.
PAZ, Mini Bert, no topic.
Taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid Michigan Net. If you wish to join, please come now with your contact and your name. We'll get the net started in a couple minutes here. Good evening. This is the Sunday night Mid Michigan Net. My name is Dave. My call sign is KE8PCQ, and I'm located in Bay City, Michigan. I will be your net control operator for this evening. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 millihertz with a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink, K8DAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and if you have any traffic. At this time, I will take check-ins from stations that are short-time, mobile, in and out. At this time, I will take any check-ins from any Echolink stations. I will now take regular check-ins.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw.
This is November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo, Bob and Frank Wood Township.
This is Steve. W8DW, Saginaw Township. No traffic.
This is KC8YVF, Ron in Saginaw.
Okay, everybody. No other check-ins. We will get started. KC8SDL Rob was in and out, and that puts at the top, KE8AZN. Good evening, Greg.
Well, this is KE8AZN, and well, good evening to you, Dave, and always good to hear from you guys there at Saginaw. You know, at some point, I got to join the group. I don't know what kind of money I got to send into you there and how all that works, but maybe at some point I can hobble over to a website or something like that and sign on up. So you guys have been nothing but very, very great hosts there for me. Anyway, so not much here going on this evening. I don't see much snow happening here up in Beaverton. We do have, probably about 8 inches or so on the ground, if not 10 inches. So, it is 19 degrees, supposedly, and I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over to you, Dave, and this is KE8AZN.
Greg, in regards to your joining the club. I guess we'd more than likely love to have you. And if you go on the internet and check out our website, Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, there is a lot of information on that, you know, a monthly newsletter and what you need to do to join. And maybe Ron can tell a little more on that when he comes on. Next up, NAERL, Dave, stand by, KD8, PAZ Mini. Good evening, David.
And good evening to you, David. Well, I'm not sure we got all the snow we were supposed to. Looks like we're going to have some wind coming up, so that could be make for some tough driving conditions, no doubt about that. So I'm just curious if anybody knows what they might have got at their local home. I did kind of want to mention there's some contests coming up. I think it's February 22nd, the North American QSO Party RITI starts up. And that's a very good contest, very easy to run. Some of you folks, if you haven't tried yet, RITI yet, that would be a very good one to work. And then March 1st, the AERRL International DX Sign Band Contest is coming up. This weekend was the CW contest, and boy, there was a lot of music on the bands and the CW bands. It sounded like the bands were pretty good, and it sounded like a lot of traffic. And I'm sure W8DW, hopefully you got a chance to run that. Probably have some comments on that. So, David, back to you and ADRL.
Thanks, Dave, for the info. We did have a crust of freezing drizzle, and then we got dumped about another 4 to 5 inches of snow. So we probably have on the ground right now about 10 inches. And I actually had to get Big Bertha out, which is a huge snowblower, to clean some of the highway debris off my driveway. Up next, KD8 PAZ Mini, and standby KC8 VOA Rick. Good evening, Mini.
Well, good evening, KD8 PCQ. This is KD8 PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good group in here tonight. Haven't been doing too much. Finished the one puzzle on Thursday night and put that on Facebook, but I haven't done any more lately. So anyway, and then today my grandson, he pulled in my driveway and got stuck, so it took us about an hour and a half to get him out of there. Him and I tried to get it out, and then two neighbor guys come over and helped us. We finally got it out. But other than that, I've been staying inside, staying warm. I probably got about 8 inches here, so this is KD8PAZ back to KD8PCQ.
How many? You got to get that driveway cleaned out. Getting stuck is not fun. KC8VOA Rick, and standby N8KPR Bob. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Dave, and everybody in the net. Hopefully everybody's staying healthy. That wasn't my best week this last week. I come down with the flu last Monday night, and pretty much have been dealing with the flu most of the week. I'm still not quite 100% yet, but I'm on the mend. And I did get out and do a little scraping in the driveway, getting some fresh air to help out a little bit. People mentioned freezing rain, and yes, when I got down below underneath that snow, it was wet. And you didn't get scraped off right away, it was going to freeze down, so I got after that a little bit and so forth. So it's not 100% cleaned up out there. I have to get some more of it cleaned up. I get trash day tomorrow. Trash and recyclables there, Ron. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to that control. KC8VOA, over to KE8PCQ.
Well, sorry to hear about that flu. A and B is going around, and it's pretty prevalent. N8KPR, Bob, and stand by. W8DW. Good evening, Bob.
Well, good evening, Dave, and everybody else on the net. Now, a whole lot going on here. My daughter and granddaughter come in from Cleveland Friday night, and they're leaving tomorrow, which is a good thing. It's not supposed to be snowing tomorrow, so at least that's a good thing for them. We told them, you know, if it's, you know, if you can stay till Monday, then, you know, come, but if not, don't worry about it. You know, it's with all the snow over the weekend, I don't want you driving in that stuff. So, they should have it okay to drive home tomorrow. And we got, I have about 10 inches on the ground, but I started out with about 3 or 4. I can't remember exactly. I think it was maybe around 4. So we probably got about another 6 inches or so total over the weekend. I think I had a snow blower out 3 times just because the wife was in and out of the driveway. They were going shopping and whatnot. And I'm like, you know, let me get the snow off the driveway so you don't keep packing it down, you know. So I had to go out 2 times to get rid of it that way. But other than that, just snow removal and playing games with the granddaughter. So back to Nick Control, NAKPR.
I have a 36-foot wide, 60-foot long driveway, and I absolutely hate when somebody drives on the snow and I can't get it cleaned up. It just it irritates me to no end. So I know how you feel, Bob. W8DW David, and stand by, KC8YVF. Good evening, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Dave. This WADW. Yeah, the international, the ARRL International CW contest this weekend. And the bands, I got to work probably about an hour of it yesterday, and I ended up about 20 contacts yesterday, and I got up this morning, and with the weather the way it is, we did get some snow clean and stuff, and I was able to get on and been playing with it most of the day right now. Right now I'm sitting at 185 contacts. Bands yesterday were not real great, but today they're real good. I actually worked New Zealand on 10, 15, and 20 meters, a couple of them on each one of them. I heard Antarctica on there today, a lot of Japan on there, but I was unable to work Japan. I don't know why. And I did hear Guam, a lot of Russian. So after I get done here, probably going to get back down and try and make the 200 mark. So bands, like I said, the bands have been pretty good there. And that's a lot of fun doing it when it's when they're like that. And I think I actually got some new countries too. So. Well, I actually heard Saudi Arabia. I don't think I'm not sure if I worked him or not, but I don't think I have him, those in my log yet. So anyway, I'll turn it back to there, Dave, and we'll get to the 73 round. So WADW, back to net control.
David, I've heard that the Marshall Islands are going to have some contest. Was that on this weekend also? And you can answer that on your 7-3 round. KC8YVF Ron, good evening.
Good evening, Dave, and everyone on the NEP tonight. I'm going to figure around 8 inches or so here. We got a few inches there on Thursday and then got what we got on Saturday. And, yeah, we got a little freezing drizzle to start out. I had to go give blood in the morning at 8:45 and left the house about 20 after 8. And, the windshield was all coated with light speckles of freezing drizzle. And came back home, and I'm like the rest of you guys. I got to have a clean driveway. So I knew my son-in-law and daughter were coming over. We had a funeral to go to at 12:30. So I got the snowblower out and got at least a clean down to what it does so everybody could get in the driveway. And I was just about halfway through when both of them pulled up, and they had to wait out in the street. I said, hey, you're not coming in until I get this done. So they let me finish up the driveway so they could get in, not pack everything down. And then I came back last night, I shoveled some more, and then this morning I waited till basically it all stopped around noon or so and got out and cleaned up the cars and that. But I see now we got a little bit more blowing and that around, so everything's kind of coated again. So stopped to work in the morning. I'll have to get up a little bit earlier to get the cars cleaned off and that and thawed out to get to work then. It can end pretty much at this point. I'm hoping this was our last big snow for the year, and this can start to warm up and melt, but I see temperature-wise it's only going to be in the 20s for the rest of the week here, so nothing. What's there is going to stay, I guess. Other than that, didn't do a whole lot. Just kind of rested up today. I wanted to watch the Daytona 500, but it got rain delayed. It's on right now. And it was supposed to start at 1:30, and they got like six laps in and got called for rain, and then they got about 4 hours later, they got like two more laps in, and then it got called again, so they're finally getting it in. It'll be late tonight, but one thing I want to watch here at 8 o'clock is the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live. It will be a live show. It's a three-hour show, and they're supposed to bring back a majority of their actors participated in it. I know Chevy Chase was going to be there, Eddie Murphy, and quite a few others. So it was supposed to be a pretty good show. There was not a live show last night, I guess. Just a live show. Last night they showed the music, all the musical guests that's been on the show for the last 50 years. I watched that. It was on a few weeks ago, and I didn't get to watch it then. I watched it last night. That was very entertaining, so I'm looking forward to kind of watching the live show of Saturday Night Live 50 years, so it should be fun at 8 o'clock, runs from 8 till 11. That's what I got for you, Dave. I'll turn it back over to you, KC8YVF.
Thanks a lot, Ron. Yeah, it's pretty bad when you got to keep the driveway clean. Before we go to the top, are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Met? If so, please come now.
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo, Bob in Owosso. Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo, Bob in Owosso.
You're up, Bob.
Good evening, everybody, on the second on that there. Hope everybody, out there driving safe in the snow. I don't drive, so I just stay inside and play radio. Wait for spring, I am. I'll go outside in the springtime. I listen to you guys on the net, just trying out this radio here, and it sounds pretty good here, and everybody really good. And that's about it. Back to you.
Well, thanks for joining us, and stay tuned for round two. 73 round, KC8SDL was in and out. First up would be KE8AZM. Greg, 73 round.
Well, this is KE8AZM, and thank you for taking on doing the net, Dave. You're doing a fantastic job. KE8PCQ, that's awesome. So anyway, what it is I have been kind of listening to all of you, and well, you know, I live out here in the country. I have a dirt driveway, and so I would say that there are some circumstances that I would go out there and push the snow off the driveway if it was really cold. But since I got this big van, I could just drive right on out and just be happy. So I'm just driving over the snow. So I wouldn't mean to aggravate you, but yeah, you would look at me and laugh probably. But anyway, so this is KEA-AGN. Back over to you, Dave. You have a great evening. 73, everybody.
Well, Greg, I can understand that, living out in the woodwork. Living in town here, the worst thing I have is I'm on a main road going out of town. It's a state highway. And when the plows come by, they take everything from three lanes and shove it into my driveway. So, you know, we have to have Big Bertha to get it out of there. I wish I could blow it back in their yard. Next up, N8ERL Dave, 73 round.
Okay, Dave. Well, Bob, great that you got to spend some time with your granddaughter. Grandkids are great, definitely fun to have around. And I'm with you guys. Unfortunately, as far as keeping the driveway clean, unfortunately, a couple of years ago, I was the family, my wife, gifted me an outside snowplow to come and plow our driveways. And a little frustrating to me because when I used to do it, I was like Ron, and I was out there. Man, you get an inch of snow out there, I was out taking it off. So I hated when the ice built up from the packed snow. But my hands are a little bit tied now, so it's all frustrating to me. But it's like as you get older, you kind of learn to live with things. And Dave, great on the CW DX contest. Yeah, it's pretty amazing how the countries that are out there that you never hear anything from, and then all of a sudden when there's a DX or CQ worldwide or something like that, they seem to pop up. I think if somebody had the time, they could probably get close to DXCC if they had the time to run the whole contest, because there's so many different entities out there. Dave, great job. Back to you, NADRL.
Oh, Dave, 73. God bless and have a good week. Next up, KD8, PAZ, Mini, 73 round.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KD8, PAZ. Yeah, I don't the driveway don't get plowed out. I just put my truck in four wheel and just drive on out. So, but I'm gonna have to get it out there and go back and forth, I guess, so, because I got to have a woman come in on Thursday morning to pick me up and take me into Saginaw. I got to have a colonoscopy done, and I got to be there at 7:20 in the morning. So anyway, I'll get it taken care of where she can get in and out. So this is KD8PAZ back to KD8PCQ.
Well, good luck on your test, Minnie, and hopefully the driveway will melt by then. KC8VOA, Rick, 73 round.
Well, thank you, Dave, and good evening again. Minnie, good luck on your test, and I had one of them driveways that was 300 foot long with gravel on it, and there's times I didn't run the blower on it or nothing like that, and often I would just take and drive up and down and pack it down and call it good, and it worked fine for me getting out, in and out all winter. Not a lot going on here. I like it being low-keyed. I did start some onion seeds. It's time to get some of that stuff going, and I've got to get grow light on it. I haven't done that yet. But I am looking forward to hearing everyone on tomorrow night's Savarinet. So for those of you that have been joining on this net here tonight, this is the Sunday night in Michigan RAGQ net, and we also have a Savarinet tomorrow night at 9 p.m., so we'd love to hear you on that. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control, KCAVOA to KE8PCQ73.
thanks for the announcement, Rick. That's good. You have a great week. Stay safe. 73, God bless. N8KPR, Bob, 73 round.
Okay, nothing else to really add. But you CW guys, I've been practicing my CW. I got a little thing I listen to, and you know they get it out. You know they send a letter out, and I write it down. And, you know that's the only thing that held me off from my extra. I would have been an extra back in the 80s, or 90s if. If I would have passed the code, I passed the written, but I never did pass the code. And I only took it once. You know, life happened with kids and everything, work, kids, whatnot, and I just never had the time to work with it anymore. But then I was going to go get my extra. I started studying for my extra, but then I have an advanced. And I looked at how much more bandwidth I was going to get, and I'm thinking, nah, it ain't worth it. 25 hertz, nah, ain't worth it. So I'm just studying my Morse code. Try that one these days. But thanks for doing that, Dave, and we'll talk to everybody again tomorrow night. Back to Net Control, NAKPR.
Have a good week, Bob, and I'm with you. I've got to get back and practice my code. I was doing pretty good, and then I fell behind, and I've got to pretty much go at it again. W8DW, Dave, 73 round.
Okay, real good there, Dave. As far as the Marshall Islands, they're on there. Actually, they must be running them all the transmit, because I worked them on 10 meters and 20, and when I worked them on a 10-meter band, he says, we're also on, and he threw the frequency out on 15 meters, so he wanted me to go to 15 meters and then work in there. So I ended up working Marshall Islands on 10, 15, and 20. I don't know if they're on 40 or not. I haven't done a lot of 40 meters, but did the other one. And, as far as Davis, ERL, actually I'm setting right now, just this weekend, I looked before I came up. I've worked 60 countries just today, so 100 and, like I say, I got sitting at 185 contacts right now, and 60 countries. So it's a lot of fun. The band, when the bands are like this, and this is a good part of the cycle for DX. When the bands are like this, it's a lot of fun. It's really a ride to get down there and do that. And as far as CW, I hated it when I started, but we got into it now, and that's my major mode of operation, other than I do some digital and do very, very, very little phone. Anyway, 73 there to Dave and everyone. Everyone have a good week, and we'll catch you down the log. Catch some of you maybe tomorrow night on the SavaraNet. Back to you there, Dave. This is WEDW.
Have a good week, 73, and congratulations on the code. That's a goal of mine. Next up, KC8YVF, Ron, 73 round.
Good evening again, Dave, everyone else on the net. And before I forget here, I forgot first round for Greg, if you're still in there. Yeah, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association. If you like Dave said, if you go to K8DAC, that's Kilo 8 Delta Alpha Charlie.com, there is a link on there for membership. We charge a whole $12 for the year, $1 a month. So we reduced the rates back during COVID to try and give people a break. And since most of our members, I think our senior membership was $12 anyhow. And anybody, I think it's at 55 or older, was qualified for our senior rate. It was $12. And I think there's only a couple of people in the club that had to pay the 24. Normally it was $24 a year. So $12, there's a membership form in there. You can send it in to the addresses on there. It'll go to our treasurer. And then it'll come to the club meeting. Our club meeting is the first Friday of every month.
We have it at Harry Brown Airport, which is the county airport. It's off from I-75 and M-46. It's in that area of Saginaw, on the east side of Saginaw. So fairly easy to get to, right off in 75 and M-46 on the first Thursday of the month. So with that, like I said, I've been doing some work in the shop here. I printed a couple of more things here on the printer. I have a few different projects that take magnets, and some guy had came up with a holder for the magnets, kind of a carousel, and your magnets will fit in their own little tube, and then you print the caps, and the caps are labeled with the size of the magnet that's in the tube, and it goes in a little carousel that will hold all of the magnets. You can either do where it'll hold 8, 10, or 12 of the tubes for it. So I printed one of those over the weekend. A couple of more things. I'm working on a new antenna mount for summer field day, and I was looking for a particular part for that, and lo and behold, somebody made it, so I printed that out, and I've been working on that. I needed something for a guy ring for this mount, and somebody printed one off. It's going to work great, so help support the mass better. And so now it's just getting a couple of carabiners and tying off some rope and some tensioners. Printed some of those off so I can set it up quickly. So that's what I got. Back to work this week. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. KC8YVF, back to that.
Well, you've been busy, Ron. Sounds good. Definitely. KE8ZOB, 73 round.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in sets.
Roger, 73 to everybody out there, and everybody have a good night and safe night, and I'll check in again. I thank you for the net. Back to you.
Well, Bob, stay safe. 73. And God bless. And if you want, check in tomorrow night on the Savara net. That's at 9 o'clock. Are there any closing comments or rechecks for the net? Please come now.
Kilo Echo 8, Victor Oscar Alpha.
Go ahead, Rick.
Yes, and for Greg, also the club often does a free conference call for another option. You wouldn't have to necessarily drive in to get on the net. Not on the net, but on the club meeting, sometimes we do the video conferencing there. We've been doing that quite often during the winter months. I don't know if the need would continue there during the summer months, but if the need would continue there, I would think that maybe the club would think of continuing that on. But we do that. The other thing is tomorrow is a holiday, so just keep that in mind. Your banks, your governmental buildings and so forth will be closed tomorrow, and so forth. And so with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control, KC8VOA, back over to KE8PCQ.
Thank you for the information, Rick. Any further comments or check-ins?
Comments.
Go ahead.
All right, well, this is KE8AGN, and message understood. I'm sitting here filling this thing out right now. So I would probably be interested in that video call for the meeting there. So maybe that's something I can consider in the future. Anyway, this is KE8AGN. Good night, everybody.
Glad you got the information, and glad you found the form. Any other rechecks?
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Dave, KE8PCQ. This net is now closed, and at the repeater will be turned back to normal amateur use. 73, folks. Have a great week.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KDADX, this is KF8 Delta Charlie Zulu. EQ.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Kilo Franco 8, Delta Charlie Zulu.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.